Hello and welcome to Formation, a weekly conversation for followers of Jesus. I'm Shannon Moore and I am here with
Carol Watts
and
Renee Hoke. Hi, Shannon Moore.
It's always good to be at this table with the three of you talking about scripture. The two of you.
I'm not going to ask any
three
more questions.
Three of us total. Well, that goes right along with our theme.
We're
looking at passages of scripture that make you scratch your head and say, "What's up with that?" Based on the old Saturday Night Live skit. And last week, we looked at a pretty difficult passage from Matthew and got into some good discussion about that. We're going to lighten things up a little bit today. Well, I think that it's a little lighter conversation. But we'll see. You never know what
there's no gnashing of teeth.
What the
in
four
this
of us will, what the four of us will come up with.
You're seeing double today.
I am. No, there's only three of us, I think. All right. Well, we're going to be in Matthew chapter 17. And just to give a little context, Jesus has just gone up in the mountain with a couple of his disciples, and the transfiguration happened, which is also another.
What's up with that thing
where Jesus' appearance transforms and Elijah and Moses stand before him. If we run short on time, we might come back and talk about that a little bit. But immediately after that, they come down from the mountain. Jesus heals a child that is sick. And then we have a strange little story at verse 24. That's always been very interesting to me. Here it is. Well, actually, will you read it for us, Kara, starting at verse 24?
I'm reading from the Contemporary English Version.
Okay, that's
so
great.
It's a very simplified reading. When Jesus and the others arrived in Capernaum, the collectors for the temple tax came to Peter and asked, "Does your teacher pay the temple tax?" "Yes, he does," Peter answered. After they had returned home, Jesus went up to Peter and asked him, "Simon, what do you think? Do the kings of this earth collect taxes and fees from their own people or from foreigners?" Peter answered, "From foreigners." Jesus replied, "Then their own people don't have to pay, but we don't want to cause trouble. So go cast a line into the lake and pull out the first fish you hook. Open its mouth, and you will find a coin. Use it to pay your taxes and mine."
Makes me want to go fishing, and I hate fishing.
So that's like a trick.
What is that?
Right?
Like a magic trick?
Well, a trick that doesn't require anybody to actually pull their money out of their pocket and pay some taxes, because it's fish taxes.
Well, do you think Jesus is saying something about the temple tax? That it's specifically a temple tax? Because it's not a government tax. And so the folks who are collecting are there collecting the temple tax, or who are asking about it. Hey,
right.
does your teacher pay the temple tax? And Peter says yes. But then Jesus, it says very specifically, was the first to speak. So Peter didn't ask Jesus about that. Peter came into the house and Jesus immediately said, "What do you think? Do kings collect taxes from their own children or from other people?" So do you think that Jesus is talking about, is there something wrong with a required tax at the temple?
Asking or pointing to possible
corruption?
Do you think? Is it corruption?
Because then
he talks about not giving offense. So let's have something to pay, but don't worry, it won't have to come out of your pocket. It's in that fish over there. Go get your fishing pole. I don't understand it.
Yeah, it's odd. And in fact, we recently played a game of Two Truths and a Lie Bible Edition, and we played it as a staff. Maybe you remember there was some gnashing of teeth in that particular game.
Right.
And this was one of the truths, and I think almost every group missed it, because this idea that Jesus said go.
Not my group.
I'm sure your group got it correct. I didn't play, but I had already played. But it was one of those, the first time I saw it, I was like, there's no scripture that says go catch a fish and there will be a gold coin there. And sure enough, there it is. This is not necessarily in the lectionary that I'm aware of.
Not that I know.
this is not Because it's bizarre.
And how to, yes, and understanding how to apply it.
Right.
It just seems like a trick. Like you know, like pulling a rabbit out of a hat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think maybe there's something to this. Well, we have to pay it, and we're going to go along with it. But, yeah, it's not going to come out of what we do. So just go catch a fish. There will be something there. But even in that, if that really was a thing, we don't see it. I mean, do we consider that a miracle? That would be weird. We don't see a follow-up that he did that and caught the fish with the gold coin and went, I mean...
I think that Peter seems to be taking the whole thing seriously and wants to make sure that Jesus is complying with the expectations. I think Jesus is kind of blowing it off. Don't you think?
But do you think Peter went fishing?
I
mean, at least he said the first fish because he could be there all day. I mean, I would be grateful. Right. Jesus was kind in that moment. Yeah, no point here.
Let this not be one of those times when the net is so full of fish right. You can't pull it
exactly.
over.
This is the first fish. And if Peter opened the mouth and there was, I mean, maybe that's it. He opened the mouth and there was nothing there. And wait a minute. What's going on here?
Because Jesus was using that coin out of the fish also to pay his taxes.
Right.
Here, this will cover both of us.
Yes.
Go get that fish. You'll have enough to cover both of us. You won't have to fill out the forms.
It's just weird.
Catch that fish.
It's a strange.
It is. So it seems a little to me dismissive on Jesus' part.
Hmm.
Of this ritual.
Yeah,
of
yeah,
the text.
That's their taxes. Go get that fish. Now we got it.
Does it remind you at all of when later on the Pharisees would come up to Jesus and ask him about trying to trick him about paying the government taxes? It reminds me a little bit of that when again he turns the tables a little bit and says, you know, whose picture is on that coin? And they say Caesar, and he's like, well, give to Caesar what's Caesar's, and give to God what is God. But you know, everything is God's. Maybe Jesus is once again reminding us of, you know, at the end of the day, at what's important. Is the temple tax really what we're supposed to be focusing our time and attention on when there are people who need, you know, as we talked about last week, people who need to be fed and clothed and
taken care of? I think you're redeeming the scripture by adding to it. I really do. I think he's just time. Go get a fish. Here you go.
I looked in the fish's mouth, and there was an additional information about this. About
there was
this
no
text.
Point. It's like a scavenger hunt.
I think the point you make is good, but I don't know that. I think it goes beyond this very silly story.
Well, it's also interesting to me, like, because sometimes I think that we think of Jesus as kind of learning. Like, this is like Jesus learning about a system, right? Asking Peter, you know, hey, who pays this, right? But Jesus wasn't he did not know the system.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he wasn't new to this system. To me, it's an odd question to even ask.
When he says, what do you think, Simon? From whom do kings of the earth take their toll or tribute? From their children or from others? Peter said, from others.
And then Jesus says the children are exempt.
But I think Jesus in that question is saying everybody's working an angle. There's always loopholes. It's interesting to think that in the first century, the tax system had giant loopholes just like it does now. But he seems less concerned. Peter is concerned. And so he doesn't want Peter to worry. So that's why he does the fish trick. To take care of Peter.
But Peter already said that Jesus pays the tax.
Well, Peter just didn't even know.
He just made that up. You think Peter was covering for Jesus for not... think Jesus
yes,
was sneaking into the temple?
Well, now you're adding to the story. my question, I guess at least on the surface, it is a silly story, but why is this here?
Right.
If it's included in this ancient text
it's also in Mark and Luke.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's in all of the
Gospels.
So
something is going on here.
Three Gospels, so it means something. Now, you're the one who brought it up.
For me, the thing that really stands
out
to me...
Okay, don't add any extra stuff.
I'm not.
Just
is
what's
that,
there.
Is that it's a temple tax.
Right.
To me, that is...
Like the annual giving campaign. But isn't it? It's to support the work of the temple, right? It's not Caesar. It's not the tax being paid to Rome.
Right. But the annual giving campaign is also not a requirement. Like, you can still worship here, even if you don't turn in an estimate of giving or participate in that way. This sounds like, in order to participate in the worshiping community, you have to pay the tax. And I think that's a very different thing.
I would also like to rewind my statement about it's also in Mark and Luke.
Okay.
It's not?
It is not. It is the story that just precedes it, the transfiguration.
Oh,
so
I see.
As okay. I'm looking at it, there's...
So it's just
the
in
fish,
Matthew.
The fish story is not... Is okay. not
exclusive
it's
to
Never mind.
Then.
It's just specific to Matthew. So maybe we can just say, I don't know, let's just move on. But it's weird that it's here.
It's like a parlor game. It's a trick. It's a Jesus, hey, watch this.
Well, the other thing that stands out to me is Jesus saying, but so that we may not cause offense.
Yeah, we don't want to cause trouble.
Well, since when has Jesus not wanted to cause offense or to cause trouble?
Maybe not at the temple, but he's causing trouble at the temple.
Yeah.
But if you pay your temple tax with wet coins that smell like a fish...
I don't know. It's just interesting. Like, if Jesus could make a coin appear anywhere, why wasn't it just like...
He could just do
look
this.
Under that, look under that bowl.
He could reach That'll up like this.
Pull it out of
your temple
ear.
Tax.
It's a very strange story. And I, you know, and I know it's short and kind of weird, but it does make me go, what's up with that? I want to know why it's included in the Bible. There's got someone... So the you know, and if we believe that the Bible is inspired by God, by the Holy Spirit, that there's just a reason it's here. I just can't quite figure out what it is.
Let's think about it for the next week and see what we come up with. Meanwhile, I'm going to go fishing
and see.
And see if I can get some coins.
Were you about to say something else?
I don't know. I'm really perplexed by this. The more I think about this, the more
we didn't really sort anything out.
We really didn't. Well, I'm wondering if any of our listeners or of our podcast or viewers of the video might have an idea about what this story means. Read it yourself, Matthew chapter 17, starting at verse 24, and we would absolutely
Please.
Love to hear your response to this.
To hear from you.
So
yes.
Email us at formation@uccftw.com and please let us hear from you, because obviously we came up with nothing.
Really, we came
we
up
really
with
came
nothing.
Up with
we
nothing.
Really did.
And I think we did our best.
What I tried to come up with, Renee said didn't count because I added from the story.
And maybe it's okay that
yeah.
I think that's part of the
this
history,
is us
part of
being
scripture.
Curious.
Yeah.
One of our
core values.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, fantastic. Well, I really do hope we get to hear from you. We will continue looking at what's up with that scriptures next week. In the meantime, I hope you have a great week, and we will see you next time. Take care.
Bye-bye.